God isn't so interested in wowing us as he is in wooing us. Let me say that again. God is not interested in wowing us as his people, but rather in wooing us. And he does this in a privileged way through the most holy Eucharist. Now, I don't know about you, but I know that oftentimes I tell myself, if I only had a sign, if only God could just give me a sign, then my faith would be stronger. Can you relate? But there's two responses that I have to that. And the first is, the miraculous is always before our eyes. And often, we're too blind to see it. And the second response is, well, maybe we wouldn't actually have more faith if God were to just give us signs all over the place. I mean, after all, look at the first reading in the gospel today. Right? In the first reading, we hear about the Hebrews in the desert, the people who saw the mighty deeds and hand of the Lord, the very people that God had called out of slavery and through Moses sent 10 plagues upon the Egyptians, had parted a sea. I mean, can you imagine standing at the seashore and the waters opening for you to cross, but then at the same time coming down to destroy your enemy? You think you'd believe, right? Only for a moment. Because then the Hebrews get to the desert and they begin to grumble against God and Moses and Aaron, his priests. Did God take us out here to starve us? They've already let trust die in their heart. They'd seen the mighty deeds of God, the miraculous, but it wasn't enough to give them faith. Now fast forward to the gospel, where Jesus had just before this performed the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves. And now the crowds pack around Jesus once again. But he tells them, point blank, you're here because of the signs you saw. In the Gospel of St. John, the word signs mean miracle. And Jesus does 7 signs, 7 miracles. And in this, he says, you're only coming to me because of the signs. You see, he recognizes they're not there because they believe. Rather, their bellies had been filled by Jesus. And he tells them, work not for the food that perishes, but rather for the food that endures to eternal life. And they ask, okay, what next? And he says, this is the work of God. To believe in the one whom the Father sent. And who was the one that the Father sent? But Christ, the very one speaking to them. And they say, well, give us a sign that we might believe. Again, asking for a sign. And Jesus points and says, Moses didn't give you the manna in the desert, but my Father did. And I am the true bread come down from heaven, the bread of life that is given for the life of the world. Notice that in John chapter 6, Christ is teaching on the Holy Eucharist that he himself will give his very flesh for us to be nourished on. And yet he speaks of faith, that the work of God is to believe in the one whom the Father sent. Now the Eucharist takes faith, doesn't it? There's a reason why right after the consecration, the church puts on our lips the words, the mystery of faith. Because we stand before the Blessed Sacrament in wonder, in adoration, and the only thing that we can muster is the mystery of faith. Because it's only through faith that we have access, that bread and wine could become the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. It's only through faith. Our senses deceive us. They tell us it looks like bread and wine. It tastes like bread and wine. And let me tell you, if you drink too much of the precious blood, it'll have the effects of wine. But it's not. The bread of life and the cup of blessing is the very body and blood of Christ in which we have communion with him. But how do you and I grow then in this mystery of faith? By adoring it. By adoring Christ present in the Most Holy Eucharist with lively faith, a faith animated with divine love. And we ask the Lord in his presence, increase our faith in your Eucharistic presence. Help us to believe. This is truly you. Now, St. Tarsicius was a saint in the early church, a 14-year-old boy who was chosen by the Christians in the early church to bring Holy Communion to his fellow Christians who were in prison. Because you see, at the time, the Roman Empire had outlawed Christianity. And anybody who was found out to be a Christian was imprisoned and most likely put to death. But the Christians, as we always have had, had a great concern for their brothers and sisters in prison. The priest couldn't bring the Eucharist because if an older man was walking by himself, it was automatically assumed he must be a priest. So they asked this young boy of 14 years old, who was known for his strong reverence and devotion for Christ and the Blessed Sacrament, to bring the Eucharist to the prisoners. And so, week after week, he would bring them Holy Communion. One week, as he was walking by himself, a crowd of other boys stopped him. It was probably his reverence in which he carried the Blessed Sacrament that kind of gave him away to some degree. And they said, Tarsicius, what are you doing? And he wouldn't answer. He remained silent. And they began to be very suspicious that he was a Christian and that he was carrying the Eucharist. So they took clubs and stones and they put him to death, a boy of 14 years old, for being a Christian and carrying the Holy Eucharist. But before he was killed, as he was being stoned, he took the Blessed Sacrament and he consumed each of the hosts, lest they be desecrated by the pagans. The faith that St. Tarsicius had in the real presence, that this that he was carrying was worth risking his very life to bring to his brothers and sisters. He didn't give himself up for a symbol of the body and blood of Christ. No, he was martyred for his faith in the real presence at only 14 years old. Let us beg the Lord Jesus for that type of faith that he is present. For this is the work of God, to believe in the one whom the Father has sent. And St. John Marie Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests, whose feast day was celebrated yesterday, said, "It is the destiny of every consecrated host to melt within a human heart. God does not want to wow us with mighty signs and deeds, but to woo us with his Eucharistic love, that that host might melt in your human soul. Praise be Jesus Christ.